It's really good to be here. Of course, some of you know that Libby and I go back a long, long way to our days in municipal politics and community activism, 20, 25, how many years? And so I've had a chance to be out and meet with some of you, recognizing in the room here over the years, particularly on housing issues and some of those other intense community concerns. But this time, we want to find out from you what you think should be done with your tax dollars. Ralph Goodale is having a consultation. He goes into closed-door meetings with business leaders, and they're telling him what should happen with the budget. And, of course, they're generally speaking pretty happy with what the Liberals have been up to. They've been giving huge corporate tax cuts, for example. On January 1st, the annual corporate tax cut bill came to $4.4 billion just in that for this 1 year. Now, if you took the 1% solution for housing, if you took the 1% solution for housing, the gas tax return to the communities for transportation and investment in municipal infrastructure, you still would barely spend all of that corporate tax cut. And then you've got the surpluses they've been piling up, and which they then turn around and apply against the debt. The problem is they've left us with many other deficits, and I imagine we're going to hear about some of those today. We've had hearings now in quite a few cities across the country, and organizations have come out and people have come out to support those who do speak to cover the essential situation that you're facing here after the last 10 years of cutting, downloading, and really, really difficult times that have been created for people. This isn't people's fault that they have fallen into difficult times. It has been created because of government policy. And we know we're going to be told once again, oh, well, we have no money. We have to keep cutting taxes, reducing debt. Well, we thought it was time to hear from people in the communities what they felt about that question, and with examples and what you'd like to see in the budget of your dreams. This is your country. You should have some say over what the budget of this country is. And rather than our sitting in Ottawa and trying to figure out what you're thinking, we thought we'd come here. So that's why you're actually going to hear us listening and not speaking today. And so with that, I'm going to wrap up and just say that it's a pleasure to be here. And I'm glad so many people came out. That really, I know only some will be speaking, but you're all here in support of the messages that we're going to be getting, and I really appreciate that. Thank you, and thank you, Libby and your team, for putting this together.